Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And we are excited to have our friends from Benedictine Living Community at Regina in the house, as they say. We want to welcome Rob Hallberg. He's the Sales and Marketing Manager, and also Kim Blanchard, who is their Human Resource Manager. And we have lots to chat about because, you know what, you're more than just a wonderful place to live, aren't you, for seniors?
We try to be. You know, we try to have fun for staff, try to have fun for families. You know, it's an incredible and honor to be in the position that we're in, to be able to help care for seniors and to serve as their family members if they don't have family, to help facilitate them continuing those social interactions as they age. And it's nice to be able to play a small part in that.
So you mentioned having the opportunity to really cheer on seniors. What I didn't realize before we went on the air is that you actually take that to another level. Obviously, the legislative session is going on now with the state of Minnesota, and you participated in what's called Advocacy Day.
Yes.
What is that?
So there was a bunch of people from Leading Age Minnesota, and they were from other facilities like Benedictine. Up there was from Cassia, there was several different organizations, and we met with different representatives to talk about what's going on with seniors and about the rising cost of healthcare. And there's so many things behind the scenes. Like right now, the state's sit on $17.6 billion in surplus.
And
I
mean, that's just an incredible amount of money.
It really is.
Let's do something with it.
And one of the bills that's out there right now is they're asking for $1 billion to go towards staff for all of those frontline workers who are so horribly underpaid, to take that $1 billion to help raise wages for, on an average, about $5. Because right now, say someone comes in as a resident assistant, maybe they're making $15, $16 an hour. That's caring for someone. You can go to Walmart and make that stocking shelves. You know, there is a time where being in healthcare was a true passion, and it still is for some people. But you remember, you know, 20, 30 years ago, if there was an ad in the newspaper that you needed a nurse, you had 20, 30 people applying for it. Now you have to find people and scratch tooth and nail and try to compete with other facilities.
And is it because of what you are able to offer them from a salary standpoint?
A lot of it's a state mandated, kind of give you a salary range.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay. In some areas you're allowed to pay so much, or maybe if they're part of a union, they can only make so much. But it's just one of those things where it seems like healthcare hasn't increase with the times,
okay.
And whether that be the CEOs of major companies trying to keep costs down or what have you. But the cost of healthcare is ridiculous. So why don't we raise up the services of the people that actually provide the care? I think that would make a little bit of sense.
Why is the cost of healthcare ridiculous? I mean, I agree with you, but I don't really understand the whole thing.
It's for people that are much smarter than I am, Mo. But
same.
A lot of it has to do with, you know, pharmaceutical companies, and everybody wants a cut off of the pie, so we just raise the price of the pie so that everyone's getting a bigger share. But while the people that are, you know, giving the cares get less and less. So it's an equity piece. And one of the other things that we're up there talking about is there's a program called Elderly Waiver, where for people that can't afford care, they can apply through the county to get their services paid for. And they, what happens is they take part of their Social Security and they're left with a certain amount and the rest is covered by the county. Well, the reimbursement rate right now is so far behind the times in terms of what care actually costs that facilities are losing money by having people that are on elderly waiver. We're a facility that firmly believes that whether you have money or not, we want you to be there.
We want to take care of you.
We need to take care of you. That was started by Sister Tabita long, long, long time ago. And when Benedictine Living Community came in, we continued that idea. But we have our Pauline unit, which is our advanced dementia unit. And the care that a lot of those people receive, it's some
almost
cases,
nursing home level.
Yeah. In some instances, Kim's exactly right. It's nursing home level. So what we're getting reimbursed on does not match that amount of care given. So we're losing money. But at the same time, we understand that it's more than just money. It has to be about the people and about the residents, patients, however you want to refer to them. So is we look at them as humans.
Of course.
And we want to give them the best care we possibly
Dignity.
Can.
Yep.
But the state needs to realize that they need to increase their reimbursement as well to facilities. Otherwise, we're going to continue to see facilities around the state, especially in rural areas, closing. Because the reimbursement rate isn't there and they can't financially survive. So then what happens to those people? And that's part of the reason why I was up at the Capitol. We had Representative Hudella came in a couple weeks ago to the facility. Senator Seeberger is going to be coming into the facility just to talk about what's going on. And I can't say enough about Rep. Hudella when he came, and he was taking great notes and interacting with residents and staff and really asking some incredible questions, trying to understand the whole entire situation, because it's a complicated situation. And I expect that Senator Seeberger is going to be no different with her background when she comes in. So it's great to see that support from our elected officials.
And that's something that you didn't just advocate on Advocacy Day. You're advocating every day, right?
Absolutely. You know, as much as families advocate for their loved ones,
yep.
So do we.
Nice.
And a lot of different other areas.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, I really appreciate that. And I think this is a great springboard for you, Kim. As the human resource manager, I would assume you have many, many tough, tough situations as far as staffing goes, because that's any company or any organization that you hear, that's the number one complaint is we can't find not only people, but qualified people.
Yeah, healthcare is in a pretty scary place as far as staffing goes. A lot of places are utilizing what's called agency, so like temp workers, which hurts our people a little bit in the sense that they're not getting that regular care from somebody that they know every day. Obviously, we're doing our best to minimize that as much as possible. But we also want people there to take care of the people. So there's a couple different programs that we're doing. We're having a whole bunch of sign-on bonuses for everyone, trying to get people in the door. And then the state also offers a CNA reimbursement program to get your licensing.
Could you tell us what a CNA is? I mean, these are words that you know what they mean,
acronyms. Oh, for sure.
But I don't know that all of our listeners do.
So CNA is a certified nursing assistant. And what they do is they can work in our nursing home providing just about every care except for anything under the nursing umbrella. So like handing out medication, that kind of thing. The state is, like I said, they're doing a reimbursement program. So you can come in, work as an uncertified while you're getting your certification. And then once you have it, you're free and good to go. And we'll pay for it.
That's what I was just going to say. The fact that you're able to pay for that, I mean, they can get their training for free.
Pretty much.
Is it just an education thing? Don't enough people know about it?
I don't think enough people do actually know about that program. It is going away shortly. I can't remember when. I want to say September.
That sounds about right.
And how long is the certification process? If somebody started now, could they be certified?
Two weeks.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah, it's pretty quick certification. You take a class and then you do a proctored exam. They proctor you and show you how to do things hands-on. And then after that, you do an exam and you're done.
And then you have the confidence to do your job.
Well, there's a handoff. There's a lot of training that we do.
Absolutely.
At the facility that kind of
piggybacks with it.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the best way to put it. So it's not like you get your CNA and you get the sign of the cross and you're good to go.
Thrown
and
to the wolves.
Have fun. You know, we're still
no,
there to support people.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah, we've got a really cool training program. We actually pair our new hires with an experienced person, and they have a buddy basically for the first year. So anytime they encounter anything, they can go to their buddy and their buddy will help them out.
So to get involved in this program, what are the next steps for people?
Really, the first thing you do is you apply online on our website that you're looking for a CNA position, and then we will go from there as far as getting you in contact with the right people to get you certified.
And who makes a good candidate to be a CNA?
Really, someone who genuinely cares about others, people who are detail-oriented and are willing to work. I mean, you're on your feet for 8 hours a day. It's a lot of work, but it's so rewarding. You're giving people this care. They're so thankful for you to be there. I can't think of a more fulfilling thing to do.
No, it's special. The people that do that job, I wouldn't be able to do it. I'm not the whole medical side of things, but
I'm not either, Rob. I mean, I have I feel like I have a good heart, but
you have to be willing to see some stuff sometimes.
That's right. It's
I have such a weak stomach when it comes to things, and I can't do it, whatever it might be. But it's there are special people out there, and they just need to know what avenues are available.
Absolutely.
And there are some people that they get into it not knowing what they're getting into, and they find out that, oh my gosh, this is actually incredible. And the feeling that I get at the end of the day for the job that I did, I can put my head down on the pillow and I can sleep pretty well knowing that I made an impact in someone's life.
Yeah, we've actually had a couple CNAs start very first job right out the gate. They start as a CNA and they actually worked their way all the way up for their registered nurse. And we do tuition reimbursement, a huge amount of money for people to go to nursing school right now.
Again, I don't think people know this. Mm-hmm. Tell us more about that, Kim.
So we have a tuition reimbursement program at Benedictine where we'll pay, I want to say it's $5,300 a year for people to go to nursing school or actually anything that will benefit our nursing home or assisted living and anything like that. It's a great program and not enough of our associates use it, but every once in a while I'll get someone who wants to go forward.
And you can promote a program all you want,
absolutely,
but it's our people listening. So for anyone that's listening at home, if you know of someone that you think would be a good candidate, that you think has, you know, a servant's heart, send them our way. Send them to another mm-hmm. facility. It's not just us that need people. Other facilities around the area need people as well. Mm-hmm. We're all kind of in this together. And to the point that we're actually holding a senior expo in May, and we'll talk more about this next month when we come in, but we're partnering with the Senior Center, Oak Ridge, Hastings Senior Living, and Benedictine Living Community, Regina, and we're going to put on a senior expo, and we're going to talk about all of the things that people need to know about aging for people that are already seniors, people like myself who looking for, you know, mom or dad, what's the next step supposed to be, financial planning, elder law, hospice, schooling, you name it. We've reached out to Alzheimer's Association, Leading Age Minnesota. I'm going to be reaching out to Dakota County Tech about their nursing program, Southwest Tech down in Red Wing, to come up and be there as ways to kind of a one-stop shop of what do I need to know moving forward.
Rob, that is incredible.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Where did this idea come from, I guess, is my question.
The Senior Center had been putting on expos in the past, but COVID kind of took that out.
Okay.
And I reached out to Lori Thrush, and I'm like, you know, I think it's a great time to bring this back. And then we reached out to Oak Ridge. We reached out to Hastings Senior Living, and they're all completely in favor. So we're like, you know what, let's plan this all together.
Well, I love it. So we'll hear more about that, but that's going to be taking place in May. So, Kim, again, if people want to learn more, how can they go about doing that, please?
So if you go to our website, which Rob knows better than I do,
BenedictineRegina.org.
And you click on careers, it's really quick and easy. You just click apply and it shows you all of the positions we have open and you can apply to any of them that you're qualified for.
Well, I appreciate that. And I know that you talked about really the nursing piece of it or mm-hmm. the CNA piece, but you have positions open across the board. Tell us.
Yeah, we're also looking for housekeepers and janitors. Those are our big thing. They're hard to come by nowadays, but we're also looking for non-certified resident aides that work in our assisted living.
What does that mean, please?
It's kind of like a CNA, but they only work
like
in our
assisted
living.
Is it like a candy striper, Rob? Do you?
No, they do provide the daily care.
My mom was a candy striper.
Of course she was. Can I say that? That does not surprise me.
Hopefully my mom's not listening to this.
I hope she is listening. That is so cute.
And then we're looking for nurses, LPNs, RNs. I think actually right now we're also looking for nurse managers. So if anyone out there has a nurse manager in their life, send them our way.
Lots of things that
yes,
you're looking for.
Yes.
Well, that's great. And you know what? It's nice to hear that companies are hiring, but it would be mm-hmm. even nicer if people would come forward and apply for these jobs,
yes,
would assume.
Yes, it would.
Yes. Rob, when you have the opportunity for people to come in and tour, what are some of the first things that pop up when they come through the doors? What are they most happy about when you tour them?
You know, I think it's the
happy
attention
hour.
To who doesn't love the happy hour?
I know you do.
Do that at Paul's Pub, right in the River Room. No, I think part of it for us is the attention that we pay to the history of Regina.
Oh.
My tours, that's a big part.
You honor it.
Absolutely.
I truly do. The people that came before us, Sister Tabita, Father Dunn, Sister Pauline, Sister Mary Phillip, and their stories and their legends really truly live on. We've named a couple of our units after Tabita and Pauline. So I really tried to share the story of the hospital's formation, the nursing home's formation, the assisted living, so on and so forth. So really try to get people to understand that we don't look at this just as a place that seniors live. You know, this truly is a home for people.
Not the old folks' home.
Yeah, it's not the old folks' home. You know, I really want them to know that we're rooted in the Catholic faith, but it doesn't mean you have to be Catholic to live there. You know, we want people of all faith, just like Sister Tabita wanted people of all faiths to be involved, and really try to carry on some of those messages, even though Benedictine is different than a Regina and the Sisters of Charity and whatnot have you through the years. But just those ideals, I think, hold strong. And I think that's one of the things that kind of appeals to people. Mm. We don't have the modern amenities of a brand new building. We just don't. And to refurbish is, you know, insanely expensive. So you go with what you know. And at Regina, it's, you know, the times may have changed, but the care is the same. That it won't change. I think that's what gets people excited. Just the consistency we try to have. Are we perfect? Absolutely not. Can we always improve? Absolutely. And I say to people, if there's something you don't, that you aren't happy with, say something. So you can't fix a problem if someone doesn't say what the problem is.
True.
I think that helps create some really good dialogue between families and our staff to really come to make us better as an organization, and also to increase the knowledge base of families, because they don't know what all the rules and the regulations are, because it's not just us making things up as we go. There are people that are at the state of Minnesota that come up with all these rules and regulations that we have to follow, and families don't understand what those are sometimes. I had no idea until I got into this. It's amazing. That's part of the reason why we want to have the Senior Expo as well, just to kind of start creating some of that dialogue for people ahead of time. So sometimes when you walk in, it's not such a shock as to how things are done and why they're done this way.
Oh, I cannot wait to hear more about that. And again, that's a little teaser for your show next month, I would assume. Great to see both of you. My old friend Kim is here, Kim Blanchard. She's the human resource manager. And also Rob, what would we do without you? So great to
see you. You'd find someone else.
Thank you. No, we would not.
Rob Hulbert, sales and marketing manager. And if people want to get a hold of you, how can they do that, please?
The best way to get hold of me is to call 651-404-7947. Thanks, Mo.
Thank you. So good to see you. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.